Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need. All in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. You don't even need a computer. You can do it right from your phone. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anchor.fm.
Yo, what's good? Yes. What is up? Happy hump day, children. I am AJ. So, I was watching Cops this morning. What else is new, right? What else is new? Watching Cops this morning, and I seen something that made me, like, think. Like, yeah, because and what had happened was, there was this lady driving without insurance. And the cops pulled her over. She managed to like get to her house. And she pulled over in front. She pulled over when she gets to her house. And I found out that if most people can do it, if they can get away with it, then they will, just because they don't want the car to be towed or anything like that. So, but she doesn't have any insurance, and the lady is, she gets out and she's stressed. She's like, she's frantic. And she's like, well, you know, I just left the house. I wanted to get a drive because, like, I've been fighting with my husband, been fighting and stuff like that. And they're like, oh, really? So they're like, oh, yeah, really? Birdman hand rub, like, yeah, oh, really? Where's your husband now? Like, yeah, he's in the house. You know what I mean? And, like, the husband is like, oh, shit, yo. So the shit went from an insurance thing, like, I mean, which I don't know. You get a ticket, whatever, depending on where you are in the country. So they get to the door for the husband, and the husband is like, gee, thanks a lot. I mean, like, he talking shit, so you could tell he's been abusing this woman. I mean, and the lady is like, yo, I work at like a Denny's. I work at a graveyard shift at a Denny's, which is already stressful, and I come home and like, yeah, and I gotta come home to this. And he's like, I got a warrant. I'm not coming outside. They like, oh, well, you gotta like, oh, you gotta come outside. Like, yo, you gonna arrest me if I come outside? And the cop's like, yo, we'll see about that, but you gotta come outside. Yo, but what was fucking, because this is just for the sake of like fucking chuckles. Nah, man, but it's really fucked up, and I really know it's fucked up. Is that he comes outside and the lady is quite beautiful. She's a little bit older, but she is like pretty to the point where when the guy finally comes outside, you're like, what the fuck are you doing with this dirt bag? Like, yeah, like, yeah, what are you doing with him? And the cops are like trying to detain him. And he's like, oh, don't hurt me. don't hurt me. So you're a bitch. And you're sitting here like, so what? She said she had did like, yeah, he said he would, said, oh, well, yeah, she drinks and then she comes home. And then, you know what? If I worked at Denny's, the graveyard shift, I would come home and have a couple drinks too. So fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, fuck you. But what she said he did was, you've been drinking and you should go to sleep. And when she would lay down to go to sleep, he said, they said he shoved a hot White Castle burger in her mouth. What? It is fucked up. It's that. I laugh to try to keep it light, but it's really fucked up. Like, that's who the fuck would do that? Like, who the fuck? That's somebody that's trying to demean you. Like, that's somebody that's, you don't. We don't need to be in relationships with these type of people, whether you're a man or a woman. Because when they know that it will be pretty easy for you to like find somebody that really appreciates you, that low key scares them. So they try to kill your self-confidence. They try to kill your sense of self-worth. They try to make it seem that if not for them, you will be lonely. They want to like make sure they want to cast a bigger shadow. They want to cast a shadow that's bigger than who they really are. And he's talking shit to the lady, like, and she's like, you could tell her nerves are fucking shot. She's definitely having a drink. If not after work, she's definitely gonna have a fucking drink now. And we have to watch out for people like that in society also, because it's not just on TV. This is not just on Cops. This is happening every day where somebody that's really not. And yo, if you've seen the guy, I looked at the woman. You see the woman. The woman is like, she's pretty good looking. She's good looking. And the guy, he's gray. Said he dislocated his shoulder. He's hurting. He's fucking hobble. He looks old. He has a gray hair, gray beard. So I would say if she was like early 40s, he would be like fucking like mid to late 50s. Like, yeah, like, so what the fuck? Like, so yeah, in that case, if you're one of those type of insecure guys, once you find a woman that looks like that, you want to, oh, if you're a piece of shit, you want to try to play those fucking mental games. And so they locked this dumbass up. Yeah. Yeah. The healing process begins when the problem is out of your fucking circumference. And I've done this. This has happened with me, not only relationships with females, but also relationships with people that you just shouldn't be around, period, that you're not going anywhere around them. And it's almost immediately when you distance yourself from those type of toxic encounters and those toxic relationships, then you could almost see results turning back to the positive side immediately. Yes. Baby, because I'm a thug. Yo, and I don't even, oh my God, yo. I was just also up this morning reading how they just scrambled Trick Daddy's Wikipedia page and how they just yelped his restaurant. Like, you fuck with the right one. Know what I mean? Like, yo, but, and I don't, I got a fucking couple minutes to talk about this. Usually after every, this millions of people has paid attention to this already. That's not really my format, but I look at it like this, like, okay, peep game. First off, you have no business bad mouthing that woman over her success. When, okay, you, Trick Daddy dropped his first official album in 1997, right? Follow me. In 1997, Beyonce was about 16 years old. So, and Trick Daddy's first album was good. And I think his second project was the one that got him the buzz, but his first album was good. For that, at 1997, when we're all up here listening to Busta Rhymes and Jay-Z and Nas and Mobb Deep and, yeah, and Lost Boys, and we're listening to particularly East Coast music, that Trick Daddy album made enough buzz that it actually got some play on the streets up here. Like, oh, man, I'm like, yeah, it's not bad, not bad. So for him to be, it's just really bad taste. It's really poor taste for him to like, come on, dog. And the last album you dropped was in 2009. So you dropped the album when this girl was 16, and she's, so you have like what? A head start of roughly whatever X amount of years, and it's not a race. Now, I mean, it's really not a race. but yo, from that time, you reach your career peaked, and you was probably one of the hottest rappers in the game at that time. And like, yo, you fell. Nobody pushed you, you fell. So you can't be mad at somebody that was handed the same opportunity and they took that shit and ran with it. Like, yo, y'all all had the golden ticket. You just mad because you the one that showed up to the chocolate factory with cocaine. Yeah. Y'all was all running the same race, baby. You had the same chance. You could have been just as big, if not bigger. You had the opportunity. Know what I mean? And if anything, if you really want to be, if you want to keep it real, over as far as longevity, your protege outlasted you as far as keeping a strong buzz, because Trina is still commanding the respect of female artists all over, and females, period, all over the goddamn country, if not the world. She could probably drop an album. If y'all both dropped the album today, she would probably kill you in record sales right now. Like, I mean, like, and yeah, I don't mean to give that shit too much thought, because these people, he talked that stupid shit, says she can't sing, like, and you trying to like create, what type of attention are you trying to stir up? Do you have an album coming out? No. Do you have a show coming out? No. Do you have anything where you can sit on anybody's couch and promote anything and at the same time, like, show why you said that? No. All you did was just make yourself look bitter. A bitter old man. For real. Ooh. Are you like 20 years older than the fucking girl? God damn. All right. I got some stories. Baby, because I'm a dude. It was a good album, but it's aged bad because now he's just fucking bitter. Like, what the fuck? Speaking of drugs. Meth Man, Shaft Bang Adams. Okay, this has to be good. Stuart Crystal rocks in his manhood. Police. Okay. So, a man named Shaft. Stuart Crystal rocks in his manhood. Okay. A report drug offender in Orlando was busted again, this time for storing crystal meth in his penis skin. Ew! That's how you know when you've lost all respect for yourself. First off, you get caught with drugs more than once. And second, you done fell so low on the ladder of drug dealers that you gotta hide it in your fucking foreskin. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. The fittingly named Shaft Bang Adam. See, great minds. Who wrote this? Brian Eaton. Fittingly named Shaft Bang Adams 30. You only 30, bro. I mean, like, yo, when you, how old were you when Trick Daddy dropped his last album? Was busted last month, at which time jailers conducted a strip search, reportedly found four crystal rocks, white in color, in his foreskin, according to a police report posted timeline. I would be scared that shit would get in my pores and just, I don't know. And that meth would have, oh man, he looks horrible. He's wearing a hospital gown in his mugshot. Adams had reportedly been apprehended for driving without a valid license. Yo, all you motherfuckers. All you motherfuckers that are driving without a valid license. Yo, homeboy. Another cops reference. Homeboy and his friend are riding around. They miss a stop sign or something. Something real stupid. Cops pull them over. They smell weed in the car. Pull him out the car. Dude got a gun on him. Now you're going to jail. Damn. So while you riding around smoking weed, then you see stories about people with like roaches in the car door paneling, roaches in the ashtray. Nah, man, like no type of spray or nothing. Like they, as soon as they roll, you smell like weed. Like, yo, what the fuck is y'all doing, man? That led to him, to his being charged with drug possession and introducing contraband into a penal institution. You get that? He posted $2,000 bond. According to the smoking gun, yeah, Adams has been busted more than 20 times. Yo, you got to give it up. With other charges, including domestic assault, battery, possession of a controlled substance, firearm, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and false imprisonment. Damn, you kidnapping motherfucker. That is not thug life, bro. That is not thug life at all. Because if you're any good at what you're doing, eventually you'll make a couple bucks. You won't have to do it no more. Or if you're smart at what you're doing, you won't get caught. And if you're wise, you'll learn that you're you're over, you're done. That report, yo, when you doing crime in the same town, in the same area for so long, so fucking long, that cops will just see you and pull you over. Like, you got a poster in the precinct that when they see you, like, yo, you're an easy grab, like you're an easy collar, because they know when they see you, you're fucking doing something. The report said that on Tuesday, Adams added to his resume by getting arrested over alleged cocaine possession and resisting officers. Yo, you're done. You're done. Some people don't want to realize they're done. Like, you're over, bruh. Let it go. Just, yo, you gotta let it go. I mean, like, now see, in places like, and people, some people are like critical or critics of like the three strikes. I mean, this is a guy that would be considered for three strikes if he was in a different part of the country. Like, that's ridiculous. 20 times, 20 plus times. What do we have here? Black man held at gunpoint by police, handcuffed after false 911 call. See, this is what's fucked up, that I don't know, it's just fucked up. This is what makes people of color not trust the justice system. Because if you're in a situation where you're really not doing nothing and police just pull up on you and draw guns on you, they don't ask you for ID, they don't stop you, they don't, like, whatever the case is going on, they just, yet they're already ramped up to a 10, treating it like a hostile situation, only to find out that it wasn't that deep. Like, when I look at this, when people across the country look at these type of stories, they're already like thinking, they already get the mentality that my next encounter with the police might be my last one because of something that's just so escalated. A situation that was like a 3, but it was went into, they approached it like it was a 10 already. That's scary. A black Oklahoma man said he was scared for his life after police detained him at gunpoint and handcuffed him when they responded to a purported false 911 call alleging he brandished a gun in a road rage incident. It's become, like, it's easy because it's been happening over the country that people have been getting into life-threatening situations over road rage, that somebody knew that this was a sensitive point across the country, and they just knew to, like, fucking use that. That's the first thing they use. This is really just fucking, like, mean, and it's fucked up. Because if that man would have lost his life and the cops would have found out that it was a false 911 call, like, come on, man. That's a situation where nobody wins. Nobody. Sorry. Released body camera footage this week of officers detaining Stephen Bomar at gunpoint at a gas station in Norman, and what one apologetic officer later told Bomar was a misunderstanding. Did you say I'm sorry? Did you apologize, though? They said he was apologetic, but did he apologize? That's what I would like to know. Bomar told ABC affiliate station Coco TV in Oklahoma City that he wants the caller to face charges and suffer the consequences for putting his life in danger, as you should. As you should. He said he suspects the caller is the same man who cut him off in traffic, yelled racial slurs at him, and followed him for several miles. I see, yeah. Yeah. We can't be naive, but we could definitely read the tea leaves that's more than likely what happened. Lieutenant Carrie Bryant, a police spokesperson, told ABC News on Wednesday that investigators have yet to locate the motorist who made the false complaint. Oh, stop it. Y'all keep phone records of every phone call. Like, yo, y'all keep phone records. If I was to dial 911 right now and just hang up, they can find me. It's still under investigation, Brian said. Man, find that motherfucker. Yeah. I'm more than happy that it could have been worse. It just could have been worse. And shout out to Bomar, the guy that they drew the guns on, for him not doing anything to make the cops nervous and escalate the situation even further. So to allow himself to give them time to figure out that it was a false call. Yeah. So that takes that takes balls. That takes balls and that takes resolve. And keeping a clear head. I mean, even when you're scared, because I would have been shit scared too. But when you know that you haven't done anything wrong, yeah. Because in any other situation, somebody could have just took it like, I didn't do anything. Well, get on the ground and put your hands up. Well, I didn't do nothing. And you make the cops nervous. You start fidgeting around. You get nervous. They get nervous. They get twitchy. The problem is you get twitchy. They get twitchy, but they're holding a fucking gun. And boom, you're dead. Then they find out afterwards it was fucking you, that you had nothing. God, man, that's a fucking, like, yo. And I would like, yeah, shout out to Bomar for not doing anything to make the cops get nervous and do anything to shoot them or try to like tase them, hearing about people getting tased and having heart attacks and shit, like, man. But also, that was an okay job by the police also to be patient enough. Like, yeah, to be patient enough to not just like treat him like he was an assailant off the rip. Yeah. So in certain cases, cooler heads prevail. Cop shoots dead chimpanzee that attacked owner's daughter in shocking video. These things are not supposed to be pets. They're not supposed to be in a cage. They're either supposed to be in the wild or they are supposed to be in a sanctuary where they have plenty of space to roam with other chimpanzees and do chimpanzee shit. It doesn't work. These things are not, these chimps can't be tamed. Like, they can't be. Just like lions can't be tamed and those cats, chimps can't be tamed. At any given time, anything can act. We don't understand what aggravates them to the point where they get, and they're strong as fuck. A chimp the size of maybe, I don't know, a small chimp. A chimp that comes up to my hip. I mean, a chimp that comes up to my waist can fuck somebody up. Like, so it doesn't take much. Body cam footage captured the moment a sheriff's deputy fatally shoot. Who wrote this shit? Anders Anglesley? What the fuck? Did you even spell your own name right? Body cam footage captured the moment a sheriff's deputy fatally shot a chimpanzee in the head after the animal, which was being kept as a pet, escaped his cage and attacked its owner's daughter. And these things are not stupid. If you leave any way for them to get out, they're going to get out. You have a fucking chimp. You'll have a chimp in bicycle shorts walking down the fucking freeway. The deputy arrived at a home in Pendleton, Oregon on Sunday after reports the chimpanzee had attacked a 50-year-old woman. Wow. Well, all right. Police video seen above showing the Umatilla County Sheriff's Office deputy entering through a gate at home while carrying a rifle before taking aim at the animal during the clip, the primate is, do I have the clip? I don't want to see any animals get shot. I'm good. The deputy could be heard saying, I'm going to try and get in for a shot. While holding his rifle through wire fencing, pulled his rifle away when he heard a woman nearby. After asking whether the woman was safe, the deputy once again put the rifle through the fence before firing a single shot. I love how they make it seem like this was like a standoff. It made it seem like like the chimp had a banana to the lady's head, telling, "Don't make me do it. Put the rifle down." Moments later, he confirmed the kill to the other officers. Put the rifle through the fence before firing a single shot. Confirmed the kill to the other officers and said, he's down. Took his earpiece out and wiped the sweat off his brow. And looked up like he was in Bad Boys or something. The deputy then requested an ambulance for the woman who had been injured. Jeez. The woman who was not named by police was taken to nearby St. Anthony's Hospital, where she was treated for bites to her arms, legs, and torso. That shit was tearing her ass up. Yeah. The newspaper reported that the primate's owner, 68-year-old Tamara Brogiotti, alerted. First off, if you're 68 years old, you should not have a chimp. You should have nothing that can so easily overpower you in any situation. On Sunday, that the animal had escaped from its cage and attacked her daughter, who had been trapped in a bedroom inside the basement. Yo! And what? She was 50. Neither one of you should have been able to have this animal that you can't physically detain it. For a man that's in shape, that's really in shape, it's hard to restrain a chimp. So why? Oh my God. What the hell? Like the Brogiotti, I'm sorry, I'm butchering this lady's name, had owned the chimpanzee named Buck for around 17 years, Sheriff's Lieutenant Staren Ward. Like, yo, we age different, know what I mean? Like, yo, so 17 years, like, a chimp still retains more strength than you do when you got it. Like, yeah, it might be a little less strong, but a little less strong is still far more stronger than you are. In Oregon, owning chimpanzees, gorillas, and other primates was banned more than a decade ago over health and safety concerns. Yes, health and safety. Bite the shit out of you and rip your face off. The state banned the private ownership of apes in 2010, but certain individuals were allowed to keep existing primate pets as long as they held an Oregon Department of Agriculture exotic animal permit, according to Michigan State University. Stupid. Send them to a sanctuary. Send them to a sanctuary where you can come see them whenever you want. It'll be fine. It's also illegal to privately breed any species of ape within the state. Yeah. Yeah. So her ownership of the chimp was grandfathered in. But still, the responsible thing is that you know when you're getting of a certain age. And I don't mean to say that as being a bad thing, aging gracefully, having the opportunity to live long enough to, like, yeah, to reach a certain age is beautiful, it's amazing, but you shouldn't have a chimp. Trade that chimp in for three cats and a parakeet. God, man. That's kind of fucked up, man. Let a chimp maul you. Ooh. These things aren't stupid, man. These things aren't dumb. That chimp was probably waiting 17 years for you to leave that lock loose. Every year, he just knows that you're getting a little bit slower. You're getting a little bit more lax. You're getting a little bit slower. Every year, he sees that. You don't. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Tennessee nurse mailed blood and feces to husband's ex-wife. Jeez. That's some nasty shit. That is some fucking disgusting shit. What happened? A Tennessee woman is facing federal charges after she allegedly mailed human blood-stained feminine products. Oh. And feces to her husband's ex-wife. Fuck you, ex-wife. Fuck you. Damn. Della Marie Gibson Latham. Ooh. 37. Faces charges. You 37, baby. It's still time out there for you to get over your ex-husband and his new wife and find somebody that fits. But if you have the capacity to do shit like this, then you might as well just throw in the towel. If you can get to the point where you can actually send your ex fucking bloody pads and feces, that if you think that shit is like, oh, that just lets your ex-husband know that he did the right damn thing and got the hell out of there as quick as he should. Oh my God. Faces charges filed by the U.S. Postal Inspection Service. Yeah, how are you going to mail it? She mailed biohazardous materials. Oh. A violation of the postal code. An arrest report indicates Gibson voluntarily spoke with investigators in April at Park West Medical Center, where she works as a registered nurse. She admitted to mailing the packages and a letter. What was on the letter? Come on. What was on the letter? More feces. No, it wasn't. I don't know. The blood came from a patient at the hospital. Ew. Gibson claimed that she wanted the kids to know that she worked hard while the ex-wife was lazy and didn't work for what she had. Oh, shit. So what happened now? Let's get this shit right. So a Tennessee woman sent the feminine products and feces to her husband's ex-wife. So basically, she's like, I got him now. You win. I got him now. I got him now. I win. And oh my God. While the ex-wife was lazy and didn't work hard for what she had. Oh shit. Probably like, yo, you got my man on alimony and you being a bitch to him. Let me show you. Woo. This is some, yo, women can get, oh God, a man would never, I don't think I would ever in a million years think to do this. Luton County deputies has arrested Gibson in March on vandalism charges after the ex-wife found her car damaged in the parking lot. Oh, she's just bullying her. Of Lenoir City High School, the children discovered a damaged car which Gibson intentionally vandalizing. What? Why is you bullying? Yo, you done took her man already. You done took her man. Now you gonna send shit in the box or shit tampon sandwich with a Dear John letter. And you go pull out, bust the windows out of her car. Like, yeah, like, so what the fuck is you, like, shit, you win, baby. Like, damn. Gibson also admitted to mailing a second letter to the ex's wife's daughter, a minor, which contained statements that called the girl white trash. Yo, the gloves are off. The gloves are fucking off, bro. It's like once that first bucket of blood hit Carrie, then she just like went the fuck. She just tired of this shit and criticized the ex-wife as broken, lazy. Whoa. Gibson was previously scheduled to appear on July 28th on stalking, harassment, and vandalism charges related to the other incidents. A Park West representative said Tuesday that Gibson is not currently employed at the medical facility. I would like to hope not. Please don't get her around anywhere where there's a lot of shit and blood, and don't give her no more ammunition. You've done enough, Park West. You've done a fuck enough. Oh my God. Well, that story took a turn, children. Well, you're not children, because my demographic is actually my age group. But you get what I'm saying, though. Oh my God. What if they got the box and opened it, and it was the tampon and shit sandwich, and there was a postcard, and on the back of it, because I'm a thug. Oh, delete this. Fun times. Here it is again. Here it is again, fellas. And ladies. Ex-husband killed ex-wife because she remarried. You don't want nobody getting that good, and he don't want nobody, yeah. If I can't have that good thing, I don't want nobody having that good thing. Ex-husband killed ex-wife because she remarried. He didn't want that hillbilly to get all his stuff and his wife. Like, yo, like, y'all split up, it's for a reason. And if y'all married, if y'all just dating, even if you just friends, like, people reserve the right to get away when they see you getting, doing crazy shit. Like, who wants to, like, if I was in a relationship and I seen a pattern of behavior that could only, like, this is not going to end well, then I reserve the right to get the hell out of there before one of us gets hurt or one of us, like, encounters a situation where it's just not going to go well. Yeah, bye. Bye. Oh, he looks like he looks like one of the things from Game of Thrones, those fucking cold ice things, the winter, whatever it was, yo. He just looks like one of them. All they gotta do is just put a little bit of makeup over his face. He doesn't need a mask or anything. Maybe that's why she left. I would have hauled ass too. A Minnesota man was charged with murder on Tuesday over the recent killing of his ex-wife, who had remarried just days before. Damn. And he got one of them things where, like, you smoke too much and you got to have a fucking shit on your neck, the open hole on your neck. I don't want that. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't. Robert Dwayne McLeod, 64, stands accused of shooting 48-year-old Lori Ann Deatherage in the head at her own home on June 18th. You see how this deal? Let's circle back to the front to when I was telling you about that story of cops, where the guy was he was pretty much intimidating the woman, making it seem like that he was the prize when really she was the prize. Like, yeah, she's the one and you're just stressing her out. You want to make her feel like she's not worth anything. This lady was smart enough to get the hell out of the fucking situation. 64 and 48, that's what, a 16-year-old age gap? 16 years old is the age that Beyonce was when Trick Daddy dropped his first album in 1997. Damn! The Illuminati, baby! I figured it all out. Yeah. Deatherage's body was discovered inside her Robbinsdale, Minnesota home last night. And this is really fucked up. This is really fucked up. I'm trying to make light. Because we deserve to get out of fucked up situation. Man, like, yo, I'm not a psychologist. If you're not happy and it's to the point where you're trying to project that shit on me, then I gotta protect my well-being. I gotta protect my mental health also. And like, I wish you the best, but you gotta figure this shit out. Go get help. Adios. Robbinsdale police officers say they forced entry and to the home and found a woman laying on the floor in what was determined to be the master bedroom. Signs of head trauma were clear, and police claimed to have found a single cartridge casing near the newlywed's lifeless body. Oh my God. An autopsy later confirmed the evident cause of death. According to a criminal complaint filed in Hennepin County District Court and obtained by local NBC affiliate KARE, prosecutors allege that McLeod was the suspect from the beginning. Yo, and it's never like, yeah, angry ex. That shit is like, it's the stuff made of TV shows. It's so easy. Like, yeah. That's because the person who requested the law enforcement checkup told 911 dispatchers that the defendant ex-husband had recently purchased a gun and admitted that he traveled to Deatherage's house. Come on. You're so angry, you don't even know how to cover your fucking tracks. Please don't kill anybody, y'all, if you're angry or jealous. The suspect was reportedly arrested roughly 12 hours after his ex-wife's body was found following a nearly 10-hour standoff with police. McLeod had allegedly threatened to shoot himself, but police were able to talk him down at roughly 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yeah, do I really need to know that? Like, I just want to know, well, did you shoot him? Wow. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Damn, I know. Yo, honestly, this turned out fucking foul, but she did the right thing. She seen something that she didn't like, and yeah, she trusted her gut. She trusted her gut, because honestly, it probably would have happened sooner if she was still with them and they were both under the same roof and all that shit. Like, yeah, wow. He looks like he doesn't give a good goddamn either. Like he did, like he was doing the Lord's work. This is my last story. Yes. Take a sip. It's been fun. I was watching this show on Netflix called, because I like animated shows. I love animated shows when I got a taste for them. And Trace T-R-E-S-E. It's like this chick. It's like a female Constantine. It's pretty cool. Doing on time. 48 minutes, baby. Keep it tight. A Louisiana woman allegedly hired four teens to murder her ex-girlfriend, her ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. What? What's up with these fucking exes? Ain't, yo, these exes ain't having it, yo. I guess this Mercury retrograde shit got you motherfucking exes all up. Got your fucking draws and shit in a bunch. Yeah. Oh my God, yo. That's, oh. A Louisiana woman allegedly hired four teens to murder her ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. So imagine the woman had a girlfriend and the girlfriend left her for another man. Oh, whoa. Isn't that a kick in the ovaries, ladies? as he switched back to the mother, as he switched teams on you. Switched. As he switched teams on you. In a fit of romantic rage, a 21-year-old woman in Louisiana allegedly recruited a squad of teenage boys, and you dumbass boys. Because y'all probably is gonna try to smash the woman that fucking hired you to kill this girl. What did she promise to pay you in? Pussy? She don't grow that way. Oh my God. A 20-year-old woman in Louisiana allegedly at 20 years old. Leave if you want, bitch. Like, nah, man, I'm good at 20. Shoot, at 68, leave if you want. Nah, man, bye. Right? That's what you feel is best for you. Do you, boo-boo. Allegedly recruited a squad of teenage boys to murder her ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. Wow. Is that the girl? What? Where's the picture of the girl? That can't be her, bro. That can't be her. That just gotta be a fat young boy. I really hope. But the plot, no wonder she left. Like, yeah, if I wanted a fat young boy that looked like a girl, I might as well just get a fucking man, a boy. I don't know, but the plot went off the rails at the last second, according to the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office. Mykia Tyson is said to have driven the four boys she enlisted to the new, she said enlisted, like you really hire professional killers, to the new boyfriend's house in Lacombe, Louisiana in early June. But when the proposed hitman arrived, the teenager meant to shoot the boyfriend bailed on the murder plot. Smart you, man. Like, at least you, it took you a while, but you came around. At the last second, 19-year-old DeLester McGee intentionally missed the target. It's like, yeah, like, yo, these kids fucking hiring babies to kill somebody. Firing shots into the side of the home instead, authorities said. No one was injured, but it was a close call, the sheriff told local station. Tyson's ex-girlfriend and a new boyfriend have not been identified. Please don't put their name out there. So, yeah, please don't. Tyson allegedly solicited McGee, a 17-year-old, and a pair of 16-year-olds for the hit. For the hit! Like, oh, come on, man. This is what I mean when you get so angry that your brain doesn't function. All it wants is this fucking chemical that's going to satisfy the rage, that just satisfies whatever, like, it just wants to satisfy. It wants that satisfaction of getting what it wants at the time, regardless of the consequences. And, oh, the 16 and 17-year-olds have not been named, okay, because they are minors. Tyson has been charged with aggravated criminal damage, drug possession. Damn, where'd that come from? contributing to the delinquency of juveniles, and solicitation of murder. These are some rough fucking charges. McGee has been charged with aggravated criminal damage to property, contributing to the delinquency of juveniles, and criminal conspiracy. The three minors were released on a custodial agreement after being arrested on charges of conspiracy to commit aggravated criminal damage, which could have been worse because they could have charged you with conspiracy to commit murder, in which you probably would have went to juvie till you turned 18 and they would have sent your ass right up to prison, baby. You graduate. Wow. I don't think I've ever felt, that strongly over any chick that left me or any chick that I ever left. I think after I left, I don't know, maybe off the top of my head, like one or two girls that you get the bug, that after a couple days you miss and you gotta fucking like beat your hand off the phone to call, like, yeah, because after you, yeah, because you remember what you did in the first place was the right thing to do. Leave it alone, man. I mean, leave it alone. Then after those, say 3 days, two more days pass and you don't get a call from her, then you know you definitely did the right thing. And that's when that shit is out of your fucking system. It's withdrawal. That's all it is. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap this baby up. But I'm not going to wrap it in bloody tampons and feces. I'm going to wrap it. Yo, if you fuck with the show, reach out to hit me on Twitter at Rise and Shine, RYEZ. SHYNE at Rise and Shine. Boom. Instagram, TacoMeat05, TACOMEAT05. And just hit me on Facebook, on Messenger, Avery Johnson. Yes. Love you guys. I'll talk to you very, very, very soon. Adios.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.